ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 Uchchista Nepan Anumodito Vijay Sakrit Sma Bhunje Sad Apasta Gilbisha Evam Pravartasya Vishuddha Ketasa Tadharma Evatma Ruchi Prajayate Uchchista Lepan Anumodito Dvijay Sakrit Sma Bhunje Tadapasta Kilvisha Evam Pravrtasya Vishuddha Chetasas Tadharma Evatma Ruchi Prajayate Uchchista Lepan Anumodito Dvijay Sakrit Sma Bhunje Tadapasta Kilvisha Evam Pravrutasya Vishuddha Chetasa Tadharma Evatma Uchik Prajayate
Once only, by their permission, I took the remnants of their food, and by so doing, all my sins were at once eradicated. Thus being engaged, I became purified in heart, and at that time, the very nature of the transcendentalist became attractive to me.
Anumodito Vijayi Sapisma Bhunje Tadapasta Kilvisha Evam Pravittasya Vishuddha Chetasa Tadharma Eva Atmaruchi Prajayate. Very simple process of awakening Krishna consciousness. This Atmaruchi means attraction for the self or soul. There are Atma. Atma means sometimes this body. Just Atma Buddhi, Punate, Siddhartha. Gross materialists, they think that I am this body. That is also Atma Ruchi. They are busy to maintain this body, to decorate this body, to feed this body, to satisfy the senses of the body. And this is also Atma Ruchi. Because the body is also called Atma. So, this is another Atma, materialist. And then, Atma means mind also. Mental speculation, very much busy in mental speculation. That is also Atma. And the topmost Atmaruchi, topmost means that is real Atmaruchi. So be attracted by the self or super self. That is Atmaruchi. So our business is to awaken that supreme Atmarupa. That is Krishna consciousness. Supreme Atmarupa, Supreme Atma. Krishna says, Matta Parakara Nanya. You can take in different platforms, different kinds of attraction. But when our attraction is in Krishna, that is Supreme. So, just like for bodily comforts, there are so many scientists, physiologists, biologists, they are trying to understand the constitution of the body. They are busy. And similarly, mental speculators, philosophers, they are also busy. Similarly, the ultimate Atmarupa, if we want to know, then we should be busy with such persons who are engaged in that type of Atmarupa. That is called sadhu sangha. Sangat sanyate kama. As you associate, so your desires become, attached. So here it is said that Vijayi, Uttishtalipananumodita Vijayi, Vijayi, the Brahmana, and the Supreme Brahmana is the devotee, Krishna Ikasaran. So, Narada Muni, in his previous birth, he was engaged in washing the dishes, eating the foodstuff left by the Vijayi, by the Brahmanas. In this way, he infected their disease. As in ordinary material sense, if you eat the remnants of foodstuff of a diseased fellow, and then you infect the disease. Therefore, sometimes when there is a patient suffering from tuberculosis, it is strictly separated from the family to another room or another house, so that it is very infectious. Cholera is very infectious. Smallpox is very much infectious. There are many infectious diseases. So, as we infect this material disease by eating the foodstuff left by a diseased fellow, similarly, if you eat the remnants of foodstuff left by Vaishnava, you become Vaishnava. This is infection. So we should voluntarily accept this infection. The other infection we should avoid. And this infection we shall welcome. But the process is the same. Param drishtya nivartate. You can refrain from the lower class of infection simply by infecting yourself with the higher class or transcendental class of infection. So Narada Muni, you was a small boy. It was not possible for him to study Vedanta or philosophy. He was not even educated, but still, simply by eating the remnants of foodstuff left by the devotees, vijayis, he became so exalted. The explanation is given there. The evang pravittasya viśuddha cetas. Because I was engaged in this service, gradually my heart became clean. Viśuddha cetas. Cetasa means heart. So, actually, Krishna consciousness is there, as it is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. Because you are part and parcel of Krishna. It's like father and son. However, there may be misunderstanding, but if the father and son come together and their affectionate dealing is begun, immediately original relationship is revived. It does not take much time. Similarly, we are already related to Krishna, because Krishna says, Mama Ivansa Jiva Bhuta. All living entities are my part and parcel. Aham Bija Pudha Pita. I am the seed-giving father. So how this relation can be broken, that is not possible. It is already there, eternal. Therefore, it is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. Nitya Siddha means eternally perfect. It is not that we are artificially acquiring this Krishna Bhakti. No, it is not artificial. It is natural. This is actual fact. We are simply, because our present, in the present material condition, our heart is covered with so much garbage of different types of body. It's like all of a sudden something comes to your mind. It has no connection. Just like a bubble comes up. Because so many dirty things are reserved on account of our material condition and life for millions and millions of years. Anadi karama phale pori bhavar navajal. Anadi, we cannot. Adi means the creation. So before this creation, bhutta prolihat, we are in this material contamination, not that in this millennium. Before, there is like millennium after millennium. Narada Muni was speaking his life before this millennium. So, anadi. Anadi means creation. That not only one creation, several creations. We are parvatma. We are in this material world. Krishna bhulya jiva bhogavan. We are searching after material comfort, sense gratification in so many ways. So anadi karma phale pari bhavana pajyate. Parivare nadeki upas. In this way you are going. So consciousness is there, but the dirty things contaminated life after life, that is accumulated. We have to clean this. And that is called viśuddha cetas. Viśuddha cetas. That's like infection of disease can be also disinfected by injection, by vaccine. Similarly, if you take this vaccine or antiseptic, what is that called? Counteracting? Inoculation and so on. There are different tasks. So, This is the process. We are eternally related with Krishna. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. And you are eternally very affectionate and obedient servant of Krishna. That is our position. Somehow or other it is covered. So that garbage, that covering, has to be moved. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Chita Darpana Marjanam. This is the process of cleansing the mirror of the heart. The mirror, when it is covered by dust, you cannot see your face nicely. But as soon as it is nicely brushed and cleaned, you see exactly what you are. Similarly, the Krishna consciousness movement means cleansing the heart of all the dirty things that is accumulated life after life. It is not an artificial thing. We are learning to become devotee of Krishna. We are already devotee of Krishna. But we have forgotten, or the consciousness is covered. Now, by this process, devotional process, especially by kirtan, by chanting, glorifying the holy name of the Lord, the cleansing process is accelerated. Very soon it takes place. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Vraje. This is the facility of this age, Kali Yuga. This is the only facility. And Kali Yuga, you cannot perform meditation or perform big, big sacrifices as they are mentioned in the Vedas. Or you cannot perform in deity worship very nicely. There are so many flaws. Everything is very difficult. And charity, and there are samena, dhanena, tyagena. So where is the money I shall? There is no money even to feed me. I am eating this morning, I do not know what shall I eat in the evening. This is the position at the present moment. Prayana alpa ayusha, kalo ekpindirijana. The life is also very short duration. And so many disturbances. Not only disturbance of the Kali Yuga, by the disturbance, by the government also, by the demigods. There is scorching heat, there is a severe cold, and ativrishti, sometimes more than we want, there is rainfall, sometimes there is no rainfall, and in this way there is scarcity of foodstuff, anavrishti, dudbikha, and taxation. These are the disturbances. So many. One side taxation by the government, another side by nature. There is scarcity of food and there is scarcity of rain. So these are stated in the Bhagavata. Dudbikha, anavrishti, dudbikha, paropirita. People will be so much disturbed. It is already disturbed. Gacchanti Grikanana. They will leave their home. Their family and go to the forest, go to the hills, disgusted. So, this is the Kali Yuga symptoms. Now, the how one will clean the heart. He cannot sit even peacefully for a moment, disturbed, always, disturbed in the mind, anxiety, full of anxiety. How it will be possible to meditate? This is all nonsense. This is not possible. In Kali Yuga, meditation is not possible. The so-called meditation is a farce. those who are trying to meditate, therefore you don't see any improvement in their life. They are making a formal meditation, but they remain what they are. Don't improve anything. That's not possible. So, therefore in this age, it is recommended that kripe jat dhayato vishnu tritayana jajato makhai dapare parichajyayam kalo tad harikirtana. Simply chant Hare Krishna. That is the only way. There is no other method. There are methods. But you cannot perform it. You are so condemned. You means we also, everyone. We are so condemned and the age is so condemned that it is very, very difficult. It is not possible. And another process is this, as Narada Muni said, Uchchistale pananumodhito dijai, to serve the devotee, a pure devotee. If you serve, come or other, you contaminate his quality. Tad dharma. Sakit bhunje, one side is apasma kilmisa. Kilmisa means sinful reaction of life. To reduce the reaction of sinful life, because unless we are sinful, we cannot remain within this. A prisoner means a prisoner. As soon as you find a person in the prison house, you should understand that he is a criminal. That criminality may be of different degrees. That is another thing. But he is a criminal. Similarly, anyone beginning from Brahma down to the germ in this tube, they are all sinful. All sinful. The people will be surprised that Brahma is also sinful. Yes. Brahma is also desire that I shall be the supreme creature within this Brahmanda, whole universe. Little or more. Say anyone who has got this desire that I shall enjoy in this material world, he is a sinful. That is sinful. Because suppose something yours, something belongs to you, and if I desire, how I shall take this possession of this thing? Is not that criminal? Something belongs to somebody, and if you make a plan to possess that thing, is it not criminal? So, actually, Krishna is the bhokta. Bhoktaram jagatavasam sarvaloka maheshwara. He is the proprietor, sarvaloka. Not a single plot of land belongs to him. Ishabhasandam sarvam. Actually, Krishna is the proprietor of everything. He is the enjoyer of everything. Then why I shall desire to enjoy and own the property? It is him. This is him. That may be in small portion, and that is going on. The ant is also struggling for existence to possess a grain of sugar, and somebody is trying to possess some state, and somebody is trying to possess the whole universe. But the status of mentality is the same. So, this mentality means criminal. This mentality. How I shall become? Enjoy. How I shall possess this? Krishna Bhuliyaji ভগবানছা করে কৃষ্ণ ইজ দি এনজয়ার কৃষ্ণ ইজ দি প্রোপ্রাইটর অ্যাজ সুন অ্যাজ হি ফরগেটস অ্যান্ড ট্রাইজ টু বিকাম হিমসেলফ দি এনজয়ার অর হিমসেলফ দি প্রোপ্রাইটর ইমিডিয়েটলি মায়া ক্যাচেস কৃষ্ণ বলিয়া যে ভগবানছা করে পাশেতে মায়া তারে জাপটিয়া ধরে ইয়েস কমান Now come on under my jurisdiction, not there. Here. This is good. Therefore, we living entities, we are described tatastha. Tatastha means margin. Actually, we are spirit soul, our position in the spiritual world. But, we are sometimes fallen down. In this material, on account of our desire to enjoy. That was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Not his manufactured philosophy, this is the actual position. When he inspected Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Goswami put before him the question that I was a minister. And I am a Brahmin, I am very learned, they say, of course, that I am Panditji. But, actually, I do not know what is my position. Actually, I am fool number one, I do not know what is my position. These innocent people, they call me, I am Panditji, I am minister, I am this, I am that, and I accept that I am that. But actually, I do not know. What I am. That is the position. Everywhere you will ask any prime minister that you are prime minister, but actually what you are? Will you remain prime minister forever? He or she cannot answer this question. Or they evade this question. But this is really the question. Athat Brahma Jigyasa. One should try to understand what I am. But they do not be. They do not inquire, and neither they are interested. So, foolish person, they may be prime minister in this life, next life a dog, they don't care. But this is not that. Atata Pramadit Gata, one should inquire and purify himself. So this purificatory process, it is very simple. Try to take shelter of Mahatpada Raju Vishekam. Vina Mahatpada Raju Vishekam, it is stated by Prahlad Maharaj. Naishang Matishtabat Urukramam Vim. Urukrama means Krishna, whose activities are very, very great. Just like Krishna lifts the mountain. It is called Urukrama. Urukrama means his power is very, very great. A foolish person accepts a rascal as Bhagavan. But we are not so rascal. We accept Krishna, Bhagavan, Urukrama. He can lift, he can pick up the mountain immediately. You can keep on his finger. We want this kind of not making like this and a grain of gold. We are not so poor. We want this kind of Krishna. Urukram. So how this Urukrama we want and surrender. Maishang matistabat Urukrama hungering. Hungering means this. Lame. How one can be attached? Now what is the use of taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet? Because these misgivings, this garbage of different types of desires will be finished. So how is it possible? Niskinchanana. So long one does not take the dust of the lotus feet of a devotee is niskinchan, has nothing to do with this material world. But he is exalted in Krishna consciousness. Unless we do that, there is no purpose. So here Narada Muni is doing that. Mahina Sana Padara Juri Sita. Therefore, by eating the remnants of food stuff left by them, by washing their dishes, by washing their feet, everyone can do. Therefore, this association is required. If one associates with devotee, pure devotee, and somehow or other give service one another to the spiritual master, to the Vaishnava, automatically he becomes to be part. Automatically. Without any study of Vedanta, without any. Simply like sincere service to the devotee. Evam pravittasya. If one is engaged in this way, Vishuddha Tetasa, he becomes gradually clean of the dirty things accumulated in the heart. And Tad Dharma, Evatma Chit, and the saintly person and devotees, what is their business? The business is Atma Ruchi, test for Krishna consciousness. Prajayati. Automatically into it. Therefore, every one of us, the members of Krishna consciousness, should remain purified always by the regulative principles given and chanting, so that everyone is Vaishnava and everyone is serving everyone. In this way, the association will purify the whole stock. This is the first. Thank you.